Sunil Ram sounded like a typical teenager, bickering with his mother, Dr. Neera Gulati, while they appeared in our studio together.
They'll just cut me out because I wouldn't think the opposite of what you're thinking, so we'll just cut it out.
Sunil and his mom were very willing to talk about his disease and how they cope with it. Duchenne is a genetic childhood disease affecting one in every 3,500 boys. It causes muscle degeneration and weakness. Sunil is among the 20,000 boys here in the United States with Duchenne. Dr. Gulati has worked to raise needed funding for research and treatment.
We really saw that research was key to helping us to find effective treatments for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And for me personally, the public awareness aspect was really important to me. I mean, my son is an incredibly bright, articulate, wonderful young man.
Beyond dealing with the physical effects of this disease, Sunil is striving to be a normal teenager. He just started his junior year at St. Joseph's Collegiate Institute in Kenmore. It's a school where Sunil has been given the opportunity to be a part of sports broadcasting, helping to announce the scores at St. Joe's games.
Like, I announce, like, the goal, the scores, like, touchdowns, things like that. Maybe, like, say, score by, and then so-and-so.
Put their name in there, and do you give a lot of excitement to it?
Yeah.
Sunil would like to pursue sports broadcasting when he heads to college, but he also likes video and animation.
I want to, like, make my own, like, company, like, something to do with, like, video games and, like, animation, sort of. Like, putting yourself into, like, a game, and, like, making, like, an avatar and, like, immersing people into games more.
Sunil is able to walk, but he uses a motorized wheelchair to make things a little easier. He's very small for his age and looks younger than 17. This summer has been tough. Sunil has been a bit depressed and felt isolated from friends and other teens.
Trying to, like, mostly I feel like usually I'm like doing things by myself. It rarely happens that someone asks me, "Hey, do you want to hang out or do something?" I always have to do it, and I never always know if it's going to work. Sometimes I feel like I'll just have to be alone because no one will really ask, and then I'll have to ask. I know it's not like they're purposely not trying to hurt me. It's just they're 16-year-old boys. They don't really always understand.
Dr. Gulati founded Sunil's Light Research Foundation. Tonight, it will host a celebrity gala at Statler City in downtown Buffalo, featuring local celebrities that will appear in a ballroom dance competition to raise funding for future research.
The research has really blossomed. We have a number of clinical trials going on all over the world. The exon skipping is a new type of technology that Sunil's Light did also contribute to. In 2008, we gave a grant to Dr. Stephen Wilton, who was really the person that developed the technology.
Gulati serves on a national steering committee. She was a strong supporter of the FAST Act and helped write draft guidelines for the FDA.
To say that we want safe, fast access to safe therapies for our boys. And they were very successful, and they were able to help the FDA come forth and give some specific recommendations.
Dr. Gulati's personal fight has led her to become a national voice on discussions for clinical trials and treatments.
We had progress, and we had failures in the clinical trials. And the question was, do these drugs work or don't they? Why are there failures? And you have all these competing drug companies all in the mix. So wisely, what the thought was is to bring all the stakeholders together and to together sit at the same table and figure out a process. So we had well over 35 to 40 foundations from America to Europe involved, and over 80 plus experts and many different and drug companies.
While there has been significant progress with clinical trials for the drugs used to fight the effects of the disease, it's never fast enough for Duchenne families. Many boys die before they reach their 20s.
We need at least 15 to 20 years of research. So we don't have that length of time, but the improvement in the quality of life is key.
Can you tell us what Sunil's future outlook is for his disease?
Well, let me tell you what my hope is. My hope is that exon-skipping drugs will be on the market within 6 months, 6 to 8 months. My hope is that Sunil would have access, as I would want all boys to have access, because the exon 53 skipping drug, which is what Sunil would benefit from, is already in clinical trials in London and in Japan.
Sunil, what's your message to all of us in the public about how you're coping with this and how important the research will be for your future and for other boys?
I think it's important for other boys because, like...
All boys.
All boys, because it's important. It's serious.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.